At this very moment, in pubs all over the country, young professionals are engaged in passionate debate about Bitcoin. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ripple, what exactly is this thing called cryptocurrency? Cryptocurrency is a form of digital money that is designed to be secure and, in many cases, anonymous. The currency uses what is known as cryptography, the process of converting legible information into an almost uncrackable code to track purchases and transfers. Cryptocurrency is a decentralized form of currency. There is no central bank or single governing body that oversees or verifies transactions. And this is why cryptocurrency saturates the online dark web. It's the most appealing choice for black market users who wish to remain anonymous. Till recently, Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies alike were just that, a means to operate silently on the dark web, but they've since become household words and everyone has become a casual investor. I spoke earlier to the senior lecturer of finance at the University of Melbourne, Vincent Gregoire. I asked whether cryptocurrency ought to be taken more seriously by the mainstream or be seen as just a passing fad.
I don't think they're going to go anywhere, so I think they should be taken seriously. However, we must be cautious about those cryptocurrencies, at least the current form that we have right now, because being new and there not being that much information about what's driving the values of those cryptocurrency could lead to bubbles or mispricing or even misinformed investment into those cryptocurrencies. So it's there to be taken seriously as a group. So as a technology, it's interesting, but there's no guarantee that any of those cryptocurrencies that are out there today will remain in the coming years or even in the coming months or weeks.
Although the rate of use is currently unprecedented, Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies have been labeled as volatile due to their instability. The value of Bitcoin dropped spectacularly at the start of February, falling from $10,000 to $6,000 in 4 days. This was due to fears that trading was about to be banned in South Korea. It then stabilized briefly before plummeting again. However, it now appears to be recovering. Yet according to experts, this may well be temporary. Following the crash in prices, Warren Buffett, one of the most successful investors of all time, said, "I can almost say with certainty that cryptocurrencies will come to a bad end."
Because they're too volatile right now, it's really hard to use them as a currency for the day-to-day transaction because you don't want to hold cash that's as volatile as that to just pay your bills or your subscription to different websites or things like that. So it's currently that's the big thing that's holding back cryptocurrencies as being useful for day-to-day transactions.
Numerous financial experts have advised potential investors to avoid getting involved with Bitcoin, and the SEC has told people to exercise caution and be wary of scammers.